Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Working my butt off.
Do you work here?
Yes.
And what do you do?
Sheriff's office.
What are some of the perks of working at the courthouse? Long pause.
That question.
I don't know. Or the perk of working at the courthouse?
Centrally located in front of all the fun people.
She hates her job.
Yeah, she wasn't sarcastic at all.
Not at all. What is one of the perks? That could have been a 20-minute interview you did with her. Just her being like, nothing good happened.
You actually made her think about it. She went in that day and probably quit.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, I had a trial for, battle custody.
Okay, so you're involved in this battle of custody?
Yeah, I missed my four children for 4 years.
Four kids? That's a lot of kids.
It's not four. It's more than that. It's eight kids.
You have eight kids?
No. 9 children, and I have 7 back home right now.
You have 9 children and 7 back home?
Yeah, and I have grandchildren also.
Okay, so 16 total kids. How many are you going to shoot for?
No, 16. I have more than 16, right?
More than 16. Okay, we're going up again.
Yeah. So.
How many total?
It's 20, 2-0.
Wow, but you look really young.
I'm only 5-0.
Oh, my gosh, and you still have more kids to go, right?
Yeah, and still I can go again.
I can still do it. He's trying to catch up with his age. He's like, by the time I am 60, I want 60 children.
Yeah.
Oh, sir. He just could not even keep track. I have five.
You started at 4. Yeah. All of a sudden, you have 20, bro?
That's like, 5 here, 17 overseas, another 4, I think, in Hawaii. I'm not sure.
He almost has 2 full football teams of children.
Seriously, yeah. I know. He can retire. Just put together a whole team.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, man. They got me for reckless driving, man.
What? Tell me the story. What happened?
Okay. This is what happened, man, right? I left a friend of mine's wedding party. Mm-hmm. And we were smoking cigars and drinking cognac, right? We was chilling. And the cognac was a high brand, so I knew the content was going to be high.
High percentage.
I got done on my way home. Almost on my way home, man, police pulls me over, right? You were swerving. I said, sir, I was not swerving. I was trying to get over to the right lane so I can turn, man, right?
Okay.
As I'm talking, the alcohol came out, man.
So he smelled your breath.
Yeah, so he was like, sir, have you been drinking?
What did he say?
He said, well, just come on. I said, man, look, man, just open up the back door. I'll get in.
You know what? The fact that that guy drove drunk, probably not a good thing. But the fact that he's just like, I don't got time for this.
Yeah.
I've been drinking cognac all night.
Yeah.
Officer, just open up the back door and let me get in the seat.
Give me
let me get in the seat. And hurry up and drive me there quickly, okay? I'm getting tired. I don't have all day.